The Greens say the government could slow the number of asylum seeker boats heading to Australia by resettling about 2,500 people who are in detention in Indonesia. The Greens immigration spokeswoman Sarah Hanson-Young has travelled to Indonesia to meet asylum seekers and international agencies. Senator Hanson-Young says the International Organisation for Migration has told her that a spike in resettlements in the past has helped to discourage asylum seekers from trying to reach Australia by boat. She spoke to our reporter Naomi Woodley.
18 months ago, when Australia took more people from Indonesia, more people than they usually do, it made a dramatic difference to the numbers of people boarding boats. The numbers dropped.
Doesn't it, though, run the risk of just drawing people, more people, to Indonesia or Malaysia if you up the intake from those countries? Isn't it simply shifting people around the globe rather than a more durable solution?
Well, these are durable solutions, because the only way of giving somebody a durable solution is by giving them protection at the end of the journey.
Doesn't that just run the risk that more people in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iran will think, right, I just need to get to Indonesia and then I'll be able to get to Australia?
The very real concerns of these people are the safety for their families, protection for their families, and they are already fleeing. The families that I've spoken to didn't take that decision lightly. They've been on the run for years, desperate for their children to be able to go to school and be able to have access to the medical assistance that they need. These families are not here for a picnic.
Do the asylum seekers there have any real understanding of the debate in Australia, the very domestic policy debate in Australia? So how much impact does it have on the decisions that they make?
I did ask about that, and I had a very frank response from one mother who said, "What would I know about Australian politics? I've spent years trying to find safety for my children. That's what I'm focused on." We have to understand the motivations of these people. And the motivation is for safety and protection for their children. Nothing more, nothing less.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young in Indonesia, speaking to Naomi Woodley.